Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We've been talking about loose lips.
Sink ships.
Sink ships, remember? And that phrase was coined in the World War II. And the idea is, families were getting together, talking about their sons being in the war, and where these ships were loaded with all this weaponry. They would talk about where they would be located, and talk about where these ships with all the people would be located. And the enemy would send spies over and talking to these families. And they would get information on where these ships were located. Then they would bomb them and sink our ships. But that's significant to today.
Amen.
The enemy wants to sink your ship. Your worship. Your fellowship. Your relationships. You see that? And it's what's coming out of your mouth that's giving him access into your life. What you say. What you say, you give God access or you give the devil access into your life. What you say out of your mouth.
That's right.
And that's what we've been talking about. Idle words, remember, are causing people to stray away from the faith. So we have to watch who we're listening to. You got to watch the phone calls. Complaining and murmuring, I'm going to tell you what. If you're around people that complain and murmur, you need to say, look, you need to stop that when you're with me. Because I don't want to hear that. Because the Bible talks about in 2 Timothy 3 that they will be unthankful and then unholy. Mm-hmm. It starts with being unthankful.
That's
right. And unholy is the next step. That means defiled. Your life is defiled now. You're really polluted with a mess. Unthankful. You know, I was going through some of my old notes, and the word unthankful is the Greek word akristos. And the word akristos means fellowship with evil. Christos means grace. The when you have the prefix A on there, means no grace. So now you're fellowshipping with evil. But when you're thankful, that means grace. You're receiving grace and you're giving grace because you're thankful. See? But when you're unthankful, now you're fellowshipping with evil. Don't let it in your heart. Don't let it come out of your mouth. You see that? Because it invites the enemy in when you're ungrateful, when you're unthankful. Am I making sense?
Amen.
It's just like the word amusement. Prefix A means no, not no amusement. Amusement means to meditate or ponder. Amusement means ponder, to meditate, to think upon. Amusement means not to think. That's why we go to amusement parks. We don't want to think.
Yeah.
We just want to jump on. Woo!
That's right.
We don't want to think.
Come on.
Am I making sense?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, don't be unthankful. Don't let it get in your mouth. Okay. Just something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to our message. Let's go to our vision. And then our scripture reading. Build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, have turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor the things that they affirm. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for everyone here today. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit does a work in us. Lord, we trust you. Lord, help us to be thankful. We come here this morning with a thankful heart. Now, Lord, may we receive all that you have for us. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, if there's somebody watching today, live stream, or somebody in this group, in this church building today, that doesn't know you, and they're not sure if they know you, may they call on your name today and be saved. In Jesus' name, we ask this and trust you forever. Amen and amen. All right. Now, remember, okay, go back to verse 6. Actually, from which some, having strayed, what are they straying away from? The purpose of the commandment is to love from a pure heart. They're actually straying away from the love of God. Because love works, faith works through love. And this is what they're straying away from. Because of idle talk, what people are saying. You see that? You got to watch what you listen to, and you got to watch what you say. Because you can cause yourself to stray away, and you can cause other people to stray away. And what's coming out of your mouth is what matters. In Proverbs 6:2, it says, you are snared by the words of your own mouth.
That's right.
That word snared means trapped. Trapped and taken away. You're taken away from God's will, and now you're doing the devil's will. Because you aren't watching what's coming out of your mouth. See that? You're repeating what somebody said, or what you think, and God's not in it, and you haven't talked to God about it, and you haven't got the Holy Spirit behind it. You're doing what your own thing. Does it make sense? This is what I'm trying to help us see. And remember the word idle? It means, what's it mean? It means empty. It means worthless. It means unemployed. It means not working. So these are words that are unemployed, not working, worthless, empty. I hope you've raised your level of consciousness about your words since we've been in this series, because we have to grow in this area of our life. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. People are watching and people are listening to you if you say you're a believer. You say you're a Christian, you got Christian stuff on your walls at home. You got little signs on your car, you know, honk if you know Jesus. You got all that going on. They're watching you. They're watching every move you make. And they're waiting for you to mess up. They got a magnifying glass. And they're talking about you. When you post that stuff like that, you better be walking the walk. Mm-hmm. Am I making sense?
Yes.
You post all this stuff on Facebook, and then somebody says something, and then you get mad and blow off with a negative report. You're causing people to fall away from the faith. Mm-hmm. You see that? You!
Come on.
You see that? And that's what we're trying to help people understand. Mm-hmm. We have to grow. We have to mature in our faith. Mm-hmm. Am I making sense?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm going to read something to you. And I know you don't like it when I read, but you'll have to just get a grip. So, I'm going to read this. This is from the book Erwin Lutzer. And I will not be silent. And he's letting us know, he's putting light on what's going on in our school system and across the nation. Now listen to this. In New Jersey and Oregon, children can make their own decisions not only about their preferred sexual identity, but can get the state can get state subsidized sex change operations without parental consent. Just ask Jay Keck, who lives in Chicago, about the undermining of parental rights. His 14-year-old daughter became convinced she was a boy, and the staff at her school endorsed her delusion in opposition to her parents. Their teenage daughter had shown no inclination toward gender dysphoria, but she declared herself to be a boy after hanging out with another girl who professed to be a boy. The school accepted the name change without notifying the parents. When the parents discovered this and insisted that she be called by her legal name, their wishes were ignored. Listen to me. The National Education Association has partnered with the Human Rights Campaign and other groups to produce materials advocating automatic affirmation of identities. So that's what we're talking about, identity today. Listen. Automatic affirmation of identities. Name changes, pronouns, regardless of parents' concerns. In 18 states right now, the District of Columbia, including the writer of the book's home state of Illinois, there are conversion therapy bans. There are conversion therapy bans. In other words, they're banning people who have been trained in school, therapists, from going into the schools and helping children who are confused about their identity, stopping them from going in. Stopping them. Listen. Which will prevent therapists from questioning a child's gender identity. This is in the book. Erwin Lutzer, I Will Not Be Silent. Children in our schools are being recruited to declare themselves transgender. And in the book also, it talks about 85 to 95% of the people who go through with the bodily operations go back to the original body they had, or commit suicide. Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. Suicide rate is way up in that group. Is this making sense? They're trying to get to our, now they've got drag queens, men dressing up like women, reading books in our libraries all across our nation. They're jumping at the chance to get in these libraries, and they have story time, and they read them. They read to 3-year-olds and up. Mm-hmm. And they teach them. They teach them to dress like they're dressing and be what they feel. Am I making sense? This is going on. This is what we have to understand. You got to know who you are. Because you see, if you know who you are, anybody can read to you. Am I making sense? You got to teach your children. And you need your children to listen. And they're not going to listen if it's not at home. It starts under your roof. You can't live a double standard. Well, I'm going to be like this when I go to church.
Come on.
I go to church and, oh, looky, looky. You know what? That nauseates me anymore.
Amen.
I have to fight. I have to fight that. I see people, you know, help me, Lord. I'm trying to help you see this. I'm not being funny. Because folks, when it's real at home, they're going to want it.
Amen.
Your children are going to want it.
Come on.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
So, I'm going to share a little bit with you what I shared Thursday night at Ohio Northern. And then I got a little extra for you. So, get your pens out. Take some notes. This is worth taking notes. Go with me to Jeremiah. Here we go. Now look what he says. I got to keep moving because I've got a lot to share with you. Now look at this. Well, what's this have to do with what you say? A whole lot. A whole lot. If you're not talking who you are, you're trying to be something you're not. And God's not going to help you be something you're not. See this? Now look what he says here. Now this, see this right here. Don't you see the enemy's strategy? Trying to get to the young people.
Yes.
Get them all disoriented and psychologically confused about who they are. So they can't fulfill the assignment God has on their life. God has an assignment on every person's life on the planet. When you're not in your assignment, that's where misery comes from. If you're frustrated, disgusted, and miserable all the time, it's because you're not in your assignment. Because you're not walking in your assignment. I told Donita, we left on the way home last night, or Thursday night, and I just felt like I could fly. I mean, I just felt whole. Nothing was missing. And we just had joy. When you are in the will of God, there's nothing missing and nothing broken. See that? You are whole. That's what holy. I'm not saying I'm holy. I am holy. Mm-hmm. He says, because you're holy. I'm holy. You're holy. If you're a child of God. Holy. Wholeness. That's where that comes from. If you're all discombobulated, you're not moving in that direction. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Look what that does. Before you even showed up in the womb of your mother. I told him at the school the other night, I said, I don't care if you were conceived in a Volkswagen Beetle with the floorboard rusted out and the roof leaking in a hailstorm and lightning flashing. God knew you. Before you were born, it removes all excuses. I don't care if your father left you, if your mother left you. I know those are all painful situations. But you see, we're talking about God now and the understanding. Sin is where all that comes from. When you understand who you are, what happened to you in the past doesn't have any power over your life.
Amen.
You can no longer use it as an excuse to go on in a destructive lifestyle.
Amen.
And stay in all your destructive habits.
That's right.
And your destructive ways. And keep putting, don't tell me you love your children and your family and you're still in this lifestyle that shouts, not even close to the assignment God put you here for.
That's right.
I got people that tell me, oh, my family's everything to me. Oh, that's a joke. I'm tired of it.
Come on.
As a pastor, I see it all the time.
Yes.
Oh, they're everything to me. Okay. I need that. Relax. I'm trying to show you something. You're going to get something out of this. God knew you.
Mm-hmm.
He formed you. The word form means fashioned. He put everything in your life that you need to fulfill His will on this planet.
Amen.
Talents, gifts, wisdom, understanding. Everything is already in you. It's in you. It has to be developed. You see this? It has to be developed. What's that look like? Okay? Now listen. You go to work. You got somebody that's your boss. They're always on your back. They're riding you all the time. How do you know? I had a couple bosses that way. And I learned some things. Always on your back. You see, God put you here to be a witness. That's one who stands, takes the stand in a trial for the truth. You see that? The trial comes, and now you start complaining about your boss or whoever it is that's rubbing you the wrong way, and now you're giving the devil access into your life. And you'll take it home to your family, you'll take it home to the people that matter most to you, and you'll bring the enemy in yourself.
Yes. Come on.
By complaining and murmuring about it.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be developed. It's in you. Has to be developed. This word, listen, in 1 John 2:5 says, but whoever keeps my word, truly the love of God is being perfected in him. You see that? God wants you to mature and grow. That word perfected means mature, and it also means this, fully developing, present participle. English teachers, present participle, ing, fully developing. It takes development, and you're developing. You're on it, you're developing.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Perfect love, fully developing love, casts out all fear. It has to be developing. Where does it get developed? It gets developed through difficult people.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's why if the body of Christ is working and functioning the way it's designed, there'll be people in that church, in that body, that will hurt you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That will betray you. That will say things to you that you can't believe. But if you're growing and maturing, you'll be developed. And you'll be able to give them love and grace in return. And that protects you.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? Because listen, like I said, maybe God's not using you on your job or in your family or even in your church. Maybe He's using other people to develop you.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? You need some development. Because He can't trust you if you're going to hurt people all the time and broadcast what you think is faith and go around. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
He wants you. See? If you can't handle betrayal, you won't be able to handle loyalty.
That's right.
When somebody's loyal to you, you'll push them away because you never handled the betrayal. When somebody betrays you, you get wounded. You got to deal with that now.
That's right.
When you deal with that, now you have love. Give back grace and mercy and forgiveness. But if you hold on to it, now you're contaminated. You're infected. You're infected. Mm-hmm. And now you can't love. You can't be loyal. You see that? God wants to trust you. He won't use you full of resentment and bitterness for his kingdom. Because it only functions and operates in the love of God. Mm-hmm. Quiet in this church. Listen to me. This is the way it is. Folks, listen to me. He formed you. He's equipped you. It has to be developed. And it's developing. You hearing that? It's developing. Don't tell me what means the most to you, and then you just drop the ball when you get your little feelings hurt.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
You know, if Mary had got her feelings hurt every time, and she started whining and crying, you think I could deal with that? I need somebody who takes charge, who does the job, and I don't have to sit there and stand over her shoulders all the time and make sure she's doing everything right. Am I making sense?
Amen.
We got to get rid of this feelings getting hurt.
Yes.
Am I making sense?
Oh, yes.
What if Steve whined about every little thing, brought it to me, I said, you're done.
Yeah.
Are you with me? Am I making sense?
Yes.
You need somebody who can get in there and go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God's calling you to. He wants you to be you. What he put in you, he formed you. Now listen, I'm getting wound up.
Go ahead.
I need to take it. And you're all right, Nick. The first step in solving a problem is seeing the problem.
That's right.
Is seeing the problem. You can't solve what you don't see. We cannot address what we have not identified. That's why I'm talking about identity. You got to identify who you are and why God's put you here. You got to get rid of that. Anything else? No, you got to know that. Watch this. Satan wants us to stay blind in order to inhibit us from experiencing life as God intended. The enemy knows it's hard to experience God's best when we are blind. That's why it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the God of this age, the devil, has blinded the minds of those who have not had the light of the gospel unveiled upon them.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.